Southern California Chinese American Linguistic Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Spencer Chan on April 26, 1983.
When we were doing a live show next to Marvin Miller. That's me waiting on the table and listening. Her name was Iris Wong. This is many years ago. This is about, this was taken about 1935 at the time that they had this live show that was sent to Robert Jean.
What's
the
name of that show?
Mysteries of Chinatown.
Mysteries of Chinatown.
Well, it was a not. It was a live show by Kate. I don't know the name of the release. It was a small. It was a small company, and the pay was cheap and hard to get actors to tie themselves up. And so that other one.
Okay. Yeah. Was, I'll move. I'll just get the this out. That I can write a note.
I had a receipt one time, and I couldn't find it. I just threw it away. And I knew it was on. I knew that this group of people, they came over in about 1935, I think, or so.
So these are Chinese opera singers, or for this cultural exchange, huh?
Yeah, well, there's several pictures.
Okay.
There's two girls and two men. The pictures are there.
Right.
That was taken, those photos were taken courtesy of Jimmy Howe. He was sitting by the two girls. And so they, that's the same one, I think, Virginia Chan.
During the war too, or before World War
II? No, before the war. Before the Japanese war. And they came over and they were reported to the consul, Chinese consul. And he had orders to entertain them or to assist them. And Bessie Liu arranged some dates for them. And we had to, some of the men had to transport them around here and there. And to stage the shows and then. Jimmy Howe was smitten with this lady, two ladies there. And his photographic friends, because he's a cameraman. So he knew some people, and they took a lot of pictures, of which they gave me, this actors gave me some of them.
These
letters
that sent you, right?
No, this is for Bessie Liu. Oh, that's
advertising company.
That's in connection with much later, that's about 45 or so. The billboard. When I worked with Benson Foe, the Billboard had to Jazz Company.
Uh-huh. That was the difference.
Oh, this was many years later.
Uh-huh.
This was about 55 or 56.
They paid pretty well, $75 for the appearance, huh?
No, this was an appearance for advertising purpose. They jacked this up. They changed the date, they changed the time.
Uh-huh.
And instead of 10 a.m., it was about 3 o'clock. And I said I didn't want to do it for 75. And it was then. The Billboard ad was on the 19th, about the year previous to this.
1969? Before 1969?
Yeah, about a year or so before this advertising came out.
Uh-huh.
This appearance was in connection with the gas company advertising.
I see.
Convention. They had it in the hotel and I had to appear there.
Uh-huh.
I did appear there.
Uh-huh.
And, we did the. I could show you the pictures that we had of the gas company.
So is the advertisement company called Doi Dan Burn Bach?
Yeah. That's well, they. They gave me several poses. This is what happened.
Uh-huh.
On the Billboard.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, this is the one that we got that negative. Yeah, right. Oh, I see. So you got a picture.
Oh, I got a lot of pictures.
That's nice.
But that gives you the date about 19.
Oh, his actual appearance before the gas company personnel will be at approximately 5 p.m. I see. So it's connected to this one.
It was after this Billboard. This Billboard was on the exhibition for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Before this, and before the convention, I appeared at the convention after the Billboard was while the Billboard was on. So
uh-huh.
It was about that date.
Uh-huh.
And those are the pictures that I used. It was Oswald. I don't know whether you remember it or not. The gas company had a series of advertising in which they showed some nationalities of cooks.
Uh-huh.
Using gas.
Uh-huh.
And they had an Italian fellow, he had some kind of a line, and it was printed, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Cause on the Billboard, and he had some kind of a, we were Italian and Mexican, I think.
Uh-huh.
And myself, we had different times. The Billboard ran for about 6 months at each.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of a couple of years, the gas company, the Southern California Gas Company, were advertising on the Billboards.
Uh-huh.
And they would show the Oklahoma restaurant.
Uh-huh.
With me there.
Uh-huh.
And the Mexican restaurant with a Mexican fellow.
Oh.
Cooking beans or whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
And the Italian fellow.
Uh-huh.
And so, that price, although it looks, they gave me, for this thing, I got $200.
Really?
Yeah, but
how long do you have to be?
About half a day.
Oh, I see.
I went to the studio and they took the pictures, and that's it. Well, it takes, by the time you change your clothes, and you take about 50 or more shots, different, poses, and they select whichever they want, and you go home. Mm-hmm. And that, but this one, I had to stay there in the hotel waiting for the speeches and all that.
Uh-huh,
and then at the proper time, I reenact the Ah Quang thing.
Uh-huh.
And they showed that.
That's for the, was at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was a $100 job instead of 75. I said, I don't want to do 75, it takes too long.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, we'll give you $100 in. Which they already gave me $200, I think.
For this one.
For that one.
And this is a recreation of
But this one, I didn't have to stay in the billboard all the time. No, it took about a half a day.
Right. But this takes longer.
Well, this is much later.
Yeah.
Well, about the same length of time I was there. You see, when you're taking these pictures, they only take one.
Mm-hmm.
They take many.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes about 2 hours or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let you go.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I have to stay there until they finish
with the
speech making and all that.
Right.
Because there was a convention of the salesmen and promotion.
Of the gas company.
Of the gas company. All over Southern California. These appeared billboards all over the Southern California, clear up to Fresno and down to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people who say they saw me in these things. Some of them are surprised, of course.
It's sort of traveling exhibit.
Oh yeah, for them it was, yeah.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah. I'll put it separate. And this one is Barbara Jean Wong.
Yeah, that was a live show.
Uh-huh.
And,
when was this? This is about 50s.
Huh? Well, it was about 40.
Uh-huh.
About 19. That was about 1935.
This one?
Yeah. Blue Irish.
Uh-huh.
We worked with him later.
Uh-huh.
And that was about. It has a date on that. Very
uh-huh.
Fairbanks. I don't know what date it is.
It didn't say the date.
No, it's on the
first
letter.
One? A letter, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So 1946.
Yeah. That was in connection with what?
Two pictures covering scenes in which he appears in Time Telling Through the Ages.
Yeah.
Produced
commercial.
For the U.S. Times Corporation.
Yeah.
Ah.
They were advertised, the Fairbanks, this company,
uh-huh.
was making commercials for different companies, anybody
uh-huh.
who see it was hired.
I see.
And they had a campaign in which the photographers were made for the pictures.
Uh-huh.
And they had all kinds of grandpapa clocks and old-time Chinese clocks.
Uh-huh.
And some of them were in costume, like German costume.
Uh-huh.
German clockmakers making mm-hmm. the grandpa clock and cuckoo clocks, Chinese clocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just one of the. And so this Gary Fairbanks is something like the advertising agency.
Uh huh, uh huh.
But they make pictures for anybody.
I see. So it's like a commercial
it is
in
commercial.
The movies.
It is commercial,
yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's not movie. It's
who
not
is this?
I don't know.
Little boy, you don't remember.
I don't know. He's an old man now.
Yeah.
That was done in. When was that done? 1946,
that you make the commercial
okay.
for the.
46, it was a long time
Jerry,
ago.
Jerry Fairbanks.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And what is this?
Well, that's a flower drum song. You ever hear of that?
Yeah, uh huh.
I was in that one too.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Which character. I mean, which role do you play?
I was the minister that married the people.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But I didn't show because.
Is this a stage?
No, it's a
movie. The movies, right? Okay.
Yeah, what day is it?
It says.
60.
Yeah.
I think it's about 1960.
Were you here?
Well, I'm one of the guys that she's this is. Miyoshi,
uh-huh.
she's the one that came here.
Right.
And this is Benson Fong, and I said.
Oh, you are next to Benson Fong, huh?
And the next one is Chang, he passed away now.
Uh-huh.
Four elders of the Fong
uh-huh.
were her father exhibited this lady to the elders for their approval. And this is when he says he has a letter of order, ordered his son, this guy's son, to marry one of the daughters. And so she says, so he, her father is exhibiting her, and she's all dressed in pretty clothes. And then this other picture, this other picture is his wedding.
Oh, yes,
And she's all dressed up in what's it called, wedding gown. And so she's, this is Jack Sue.
Oh, I see, Jack Sue.
He passed away not last year or so. He was in a police series. He's a Japanese police. And so it also, James Sugita. This is Nancy Corner.
Oh, is Nancy Corner?
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Where were you?
This is me.
Oh, this is you. Oh, you are
I'm the minister. I'm marrying these two.
I see.
And they both of them don't want to be married.
And
then, so her aunt, she's sitting back there.
Right.
She says, she's going to prevent the marriage because Miyoshi, this one, is a wetback. She came over to this country illegally. So finally, James Sugita and Nancy Korn get married.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This is the final feature. Really, I don't show very much in this because they're featured.
These two, right.
And my company, that's around.
Oh, what is this one then? Is this also in the...
No, that's a... the girl... It's a Japanese picture.
The Japanese picture,
right? Yeah, a girl called... They had some advertising on that too.
Right.
The Japanese picture.
Oh, yeah, the Japanese newspaper.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't real, of course.
You have flower drawn songs here.
Membership award from the guild.
Is that right?
I'm awarding this guy, I forget his name now, I don't, because during this splurge of award giving, every year a member of the board of directors would give the next incumbent a gold medal. I got one, I got one myself.
This one you receive or you presenting, yeah. And who is this person that you
have? I don't know.
Oh, I see. Nice. And this is the what?
Well, this is a similar program. This
is the program. Oh, I see the cast and the story about the production. I see.
It was Nancy Korn and James Sugita finally get married, and Jack Sue gets Miyoshi.
Oh, these are very, very good. You kept all these, the singing, the songs here.
They show that picture on TV rerun once in a while.
Yeah, I watched it once. Probably last year or 2 years ago.
They still pay residuals, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, but you see, certain categories, certain classifications that the people participants get residuals. And
do you still get?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got not much because it's by diminishing. Some of them don't rerun anymore.
Right.
And some of them, well, just wash out, and so you don't get any more. And also, the pay is, the residual pay is less and less each time.
Uh-huh.
And depending upon how much the residuals are divided among participants.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody participates.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not all classifications of the labor. But usually hundreds of people throughout the production.
Uh-huh.
That work throughout, and some of them are included, some of them are not.
Uh-huh.
And if they show, they don't show in theaters anymore,
uh-huh,
because
yes,
that's too long ago.
Right.
But they do show in TV.
Uh-huh.
And the TV companies, those that show the old pay,
mm-hmm,
old pictures,
mm-hmm,
they have to pay certain residuals before they can get that copy.
Nice.
And then the longer, this was 20 years ago,
uh-huh,
it was about 1962,
uh-huh,
is when they first started,
uh-huh,
the residuals,
uh-huh,
for my classification. Of course, before that, the people, before and since then, various classifications, because that's the battle of unions.
Uh-huh.
The unions would say, we want residuals for certain classification of workers. And then, of course, they'd be resisted by producers and the TV exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get them as cheap as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, well, whatever it amounts to, whatever the battle ends with, that's where it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 19... I think this was made.
I don't see the date here, so...
Yeah, that's the date.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Must be dated simply.
I'll check. But I'm sure we can find out. Yeah, right. The picture is taken in 1961.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have some more
picture here.
This is a guy who used to call Peanut.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't really look that way.
Why does what's his name?
H.W. Kim.
Oh, who?
Suhu Kim.
Oh, Suhu Kim. H.W.
Kim.
He is not the person that sell peanuts, though, in China City.
Oh, yes.
He was the one?
Yes.
Oh. And people call him Peanuts, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. And this is what?
Well, that's
Lost Horizon, 1972?
82, 72.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was taken by amateur photographers. They don't get a great
deal. Yeah,
it's
not bad. What is this one? American Legion or something?
Oh yeah, that's a convention. Yeah. Oh. Dinner party or something.
I see.
It's going to be taken by the thousands.
And this is part of a series of the gas company.
This is the original.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, this one. There was a, what's it called? The interview picture.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it was so, after they looked at about 100 different candidates,
uh-huh,
they thought that this one was the one they wanted.
Uh-huh.
But full, double faded, huh?
Mm-hmm. Gee, that's nice. This is nice. I wonder if I can borrow a couple of these.
Sure.
They are nice. The only thing is I guess I can get the picture reproduced, and then I can bring it back. Yeah, and probably this program will be nice too.
Okay. Huh? Okay, if you wish.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is really history, but for me, just as I say, I came to this home on this last spur of the moment, and I wasn't prepared to assemble what I wanted. So these things were in the big roll-top desk that we had, and my nephew undertook to move some of my stuff, and he had no idea what I wanted, what I didn't want.
That's right.
And there were many things I got clothes there, clothing, that I got no use for. And some of the things he threw away or something, sidetracked, and I never did find them again.
Mm-hmm.
So it was another hectic moment, because as I say, I was in process of moving from the hospital to here, and also in the process of selling a house and getting my sister was kind of all flustered.
Yeah.
Carolyn, she had a lot of furniture, a lot of Chinese furniture, cabinets, chairs, and bric-a-brac, also modern, what I posted. Furniture, tables, and she was in a mess of what to save, what not to save, what we could bring. She could bring much more than this.
Mm-hmm.
She had a room over in the other building.
Right.
And she, at that time when she moved, she was able to bring a lot of stuff. But we had tons and tons of stuff. So this, I had this much. I didn't even have this much.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my nephew to load the stuff that was in that desk, and also a few clothes in there, and a big roll-top desk. So he sidetracked, and I don't know, in some way, I ended up with a lot of stuff I couldn't use, and some things were missing. He didn't come around very often. He was very busy. And so, well, by that time, I couldn't, nothing I could do about it anyway. So I ended up with a lot of clothes, which I had Chinese clothes here.
You have those clothes?
No, he sent those. He sent those to me, and I gave them to Jane Wong.
Uh-huh.
Jane Chung.
Chung, uh-huh.
And she expressed the desire to use them some, I don't know, she's not going to wear them herself.
Uh-huh.
She said she could use them, give them away or something. I said, okay. And I handed it over to her. And now I got a lot of clothes that I can't use, but I can throw them away here. I'm going to throw some of them away now.
Uh-huh. I see. So, you probably lost about 100 films, pictures,
movies,
more than that, huh?
You see, in this Legion thing, which they honored me with a life membership, you see, I know the Legion, especially after the Vietnam War, is very unpopular. I know that for a fact, because my connection with the Legion and their insistence that we get members and get donations or membership. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But during World War II, it was very good. And that was the time, well, I was belonging to the Legion before that, but during World War II, after World War II, they had all kinds of benefits for veterans. Mm-hmm. And many Chinese were drafted in, not knowing, not understanding the language, and they needed a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
So we had about 200 people in the Southern California area that would get our help. Now this fellow, can I see this picture?
This
fellow here is a fat fellow.
What's his name?
His name is, he's got double name. We call him Dan Wong.
Uh-huh.
He's a real estate guy.
Uh-huh.
He's really a super.
Uh-huh.
And,
name he uses, Dan Wong, huh?
Yeah. Well, we got several doctors that belong to, doctor.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether Dr. Chuck,
uh-huh.
Honolulu.